Let's continue this energy and move into a meditation where we can send love to our physical body. I invite you to close your eyes and let us have gratitude and appreciation for our physical body. And we will send love now to every cell of our body. Whatever condition you find your body in, this is a moment where we just send a wave of love, a love wash, to every piece and part that makes up our beautiful body, our vessel that contains the magnificent energy of our soul. Let us send a wave of love to our skeletal system, all the bones within our body. Let us send a wave of love to the bones of our body. Let us send a wave of love to all of the organs within our body, our beautiful heart, our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, all of the organs that are constantly working to keep us alive, even when we are asleep. There is an automatic flow within our body, within our organs. Let us give a love wash to these beautiful organs that are always in motion, always working for us. Let us send a wave of love to our brain. Our brain, a beautiful computer processing, in charge of the synapse of thoughts, sending messages. And our brain has the capacity to connect with our heart energy. And within our brain, we have the pineal. And the three of these together create a triad that allows us to move between dimensions. And so let us give a love wash to the triad of our body. Let us give a love wash to our skin. Our skin that wraps everything around, creating the wholeness of who we are. Let us give thanks to our blood that flows oxygen and delivers all the things that are needed through our body system. Let us thank the nervous system of the body. Let us send a love wash to our entire nervous system. And now that we have bathed our body in love, let us move towards Kryon and the channel for the evening.
What is with all the solar flares? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Well, let's ask another thing. Why would you talk about solar flares in the love month? And the time that you are receiving this channel, it's February. These are channels often about love during this time. And I have just stated something about solar flares during this time. Is there even potentially a commonality? Is there between the two something that connects them? So stay with me. I want to give the same kind of channel that I did when we spoke about that which was happening at the center of the earth regarding the magnetic field. You have to come back with me. Please listen, pay attention, because now some of the things that we said very early on that strain the belief system of almost all humanity are starting to come more clear. You're starting to cognize what I told you originally as perhaps the truth. When I came to this planet in 1989, one of the first things I told you was the magnetic field of this planet is starting to change to allow for greater awareness. In other words, there was an alliance between the physics of the Earth, the magnetic field, and consciousness. We also told you we had a grid group that would work for a while and then leave. You also had those first years where you started to see runway numbers be renumbered because the magnetic grid of the planet was starting to shift. And when that grid shifts, the compass starts to point in another place subtly, but not so subtly, because up to 3 degrees was changed in so many places, enough to change the runway numbers, which are compass headings. Whales, they started beaching themselves. Did you notice? Because they navigate with the magnetic grid. That's how they migrate. And so whereas there was ocean in one spot, suddenly there's an isthmus or a beach or something in their way. And they navigated just like they always did and instead beached themselves. By the way, this stopped after a few years, showing you that they then returned to something that they adjusted to regarding the navigation, that they need to migrate. What I am telling you, dear ones, is that the magnetic grid began to shift, just like I said it would. But more than that, I told you there would be proof later on that that which you believe is consciousness, something esoteric perhaps or intangible perhaps, would have to be classified as energy. If something has energy and you can prove it has energy, that means you can work with it, just like you work with the laws of physics. Perhaps you can push and pull it a little, or at least you can understand more about what it is. In the early 2000s, the experiment started. Something happened. We've discussed it before. And even Princeton University was involved. And you got to see that magnetics and consciousness had to be somehow allied with each other. Two multidimensional energies working together on this planet for something I told you would be. The magnetic grid has to change. And the subtleties of the change were at first when I arrived. But then it started to get more, I would say, dramatic, less remote. And we gave you the channel last year about what was happening internally with the Earth, where some of the core was starting to move in an odd way. That is the process of the generation of the magnetic grid that you were seeing. And the magnetic grid changed slightly. One other thing, actually there's more than one, but one other thing that we're speaking of that could really give the magnetic grid of this planet quite a push of change is a solar flare. The sun is right on schedule. It is cooperating with the shift. When a solar flare occurs, especially the kinds that you're seeing, that solar flare puts itself dramatically as a powerful energy into the heliosphere of the sun. You might say it then blasts the Earth with radiation that you haven't normally seen from the sun, which is common, except that the solar flare is uncommon. Sure, the sun is always radiating that kind of things, and you're shielded with the magnetic grid. But more than being shielded with it, think of it this way. The solar flare is pushing onto this grid of the Earth a new energy that actually then changes the magnetic grid slightly. So the solar flares are changing the grid. They have to. The grid is absorbing them. At the same time, it is working with them. And this particular energy that we are speaking of is physical energy. The grid is physical magnetics. We have told you from the beginning, I am the magnetic master. Why do you think I have given myself that strange name? As an angelic one, you might say, that is in love with the planet, that works with you, your consciousness, your compassion, your kindness. I have come to tell you there's a changing earth. I have told you this, that I love you so much for what you're going through. These machinations of consciousness, you're starting to see on the planet in so many ways. This dark and light battle you have is because as the magnetic grid changes, it starts to awaken the old souls. It starts to then enhance the mastery that is sailing through the veil. It starts to then talk to your DNA different than it did before. It's all related. This planet of yours, all of it, has some part to play with your chemistry, with your consciousness, with the air that you breathe. And part of this planet and what it's doing with you and for you is the magnetic grid. Solar flares are affecting this. You are told that they are dangerous. Indeed, they are. At the same time, you're shielded from them, and indeed you are. But you're not told what they might be doing with your grid, which is positive, which is good news, which is right on schedule. And it is. It's a different kind of a message, isn't it? What's it got to do with love? You're so loved. You're so protected in so many ways that you don't know of. This is a dramatic time. It's the love of the Creator which gives a push to your grid so that this battle of dark and light that you're experiencing will be shorter than if it were not that way. There are so many things that you're being given on this earth to help push away that which is, I would say, not belonging to an earth that is filled with love and mastery. Dark things don't belong in light, dear ones. And it would take you so long in this battle if it were not for these things. They're happening right on schedule. I've seen them happen again. And if you could say that the other side of the veil is in love with you or gets emotional, that's the human part you're watching. That's the man in the chair as I talk to him, trying to assimilate what I'm giving him. He struggles for words because love is that way. It's always been that way. We are so much in love with you. Part of the things that may be mysterious, frightening, maybe even dangerous that you're being told, what's with the solar flares? Can you welcome them? Thank you, Spirit, for changing this grid yet again, for helping us with the battle before us of putting light on the planet with the consciousness of the old souls who are watching this right now. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.